This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Powering through on a Wednesday here on 96.5 The Fan. Dusty Mack with you as we get to the middle of the week. What a day we're about to have today. It's like 68 degrees right now. By 4 o'clock, it's going to be 36 and snowing.
Yay. And windy.
Dude, my insides are wrecked.
You feeling it?
Yeah. Like, I think yesterday was the first day that, like, I probably, like, flirted with disaster a little too much with Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Like, I've had the windows open the last 3 days, just letting that dry dust just blow in my house. About 3 o'clock yesterday, allergy attack.
Yeah, it feels great. And then the long-term effects were like, your body's like, hey, this is actually hurting me.
Oh, yeah, it was tough, man. Throat started to swell up, eyes puffed out. I was not in the garage yet.
Concerning.
Yeah. Yeah, not in the garage,
in
the living room. And then all of a sudden, like, it, like, hit me like Tyson in the 90s. Started, like, sneezing. Looked like I had Tourette's if you drove by. I was like, the whole time. That's not a shot. I'm just saying, like, that's what I looked like. And then, you know, got the nose started to get sore, right?
Yep, that's next.
So that sucked. So I'm putting chapstick on my nostrils. I don't know if anybody else does that.
No, I do. Absolutely.
It feels great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't have a problem. So if you see me on the camera today on YouTube or Twitch or Facebook or Twitter, and I'm like, looks like I'm sniffing Burt's beeswax. Nah, man, we're just dry as hell, dude. Like, cracking. But yeah, I hate when it does this.
Well, yeah, the 38-degree weather tonight's really going to help out. So, yeah, the 30-degree drop, can't wait.
I mean, it's more than that almost. It was like
it was
like 80 yesterday.
Yeah.
It's almost 40-degree temperature drop. And these meteorologists that think like we have fun with it. They're like, if you think winter's over, you're wrong.
Silly Wednesday.
I'm like, what? Why are you like this?
It's not fun.
Yeah. But no, it's all right. We'll be okay. We'll get through it.
We got this.
We had a medicine ball this morning. I didn't know Starbucks opened at 4:30.
Oh, damn.
I thought it was like 5:35, the earliest.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, Google searching right out of the shower. Standing there, iPhone, naked.
Naked.
Starbucks. open.
Like, wow.
All right.
Damn.
Because you know Quick Trip doesn't have a medicine ball.
No.
And I wasn't about to make one. So you just drove right in through?
Yeah, I don't know if like a Scooters has anything like that. Yeah, probably something. Spec would know.
Yeah. Do you get nailed with allergies ever?
Oh, yeah.
Big
for
time?
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
See, normally I'm like late spring, late summer. Like when everything's just like completely dry.
Yeah, I'm definitely late summer.
Which is yesterday I feel like I got hit. Because like there's just nothing but dust blowing.
Yeah.
Fires in Oklahoma. Dust from New Mexico, and then 50-mile-an-hour winds just with your... What an idiot. Like, why was... I don't know what I was thinking.
Windows open. Hey, it's 70 degrees. I get it.
Fans
started.
On. I sound like Darth Vader when I sleep. I mean, I can't breathe through my nose. It's just mouth, baby. Just mouth breathing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dry throat. Halls, lozenges, menthol.
Mouth breathe with the window open. Yeah, that's
with the fan on.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like a perfect storm. And I'm Clooney and Wahlberg just down with the shit. Middle of the Pacific. Atlantic, I think, is what it was. Text line knows. But no, yesterday was our first taste. Boy, was it great. They had the play-in games yesterday, which are always fun for me, especially if you bet on them, or if maybe you had Alabama State.
Seconds left, and here we go. This is where dreams are made.
They call for it all.
Simpson home run play, the deflection.
Oh!
The layup! 0.7 seconds left. Alabama State in front.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Unreal.
That is the first game of the 2025 NCAA tournament. First game. Nothing before it. And this guy goes Patrick Mahomes to Tyreek Hill. F it. One of my teammates is down there somewhere. Surely someone will catch it, be able to put a move, and then put it up into the basket. All of that happened. The funniest thing I saw was, what were they called? The Red Flash?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Red Flash. It said that they were the Chicago Bears versus the Washington Commanders last year on the Hail Mary.
Yeah, exactly. That was it.
All you got to do is swat the ball. Like, literally just swat it and let it hit the ground, and you're going to OT. They don't. Guy from Alabama State grabs it after six people had touched it.
Somehow it ends up in his hands.
Able to put it on the ground and then go up and put up a layup and then 0.7. So if you had Alabama State winning, if you're sick and twisted and bet on these games, how you doing? you know, you were happy. But also, you were 0.7 seconds away from hitting a plus 150 bet of will there be a buzzer beater in the first two games? Because that's not a buzzer beater. It was 0.7 seconds shy. Like, imagine if he takes one more dribble, puts it up, trifecta.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Damn.
So,
yeah, that's a game winner. It's not a buzzer beater. Yeah.
No, yeah. Not a buzzer beater. Because I think that is one of those random bets you could put together, or you can place like a prop on that in DraftKings, I know, is will there be a buzzer beater today? Okay. So on Thursday,
you on could Thursday, be like, I'm going to bet know, that.
Yeah, because, I mean, there could be one. Obviously, we
Thursday
see one.
And Friday, I'll bet it both times.
Which is one funny, because I bet if we looked up the actual stat of how many buzzer beaters there have been in the March Madness tournament, I bet there's like five.
Well, and that's the thing. Buzzer beater to go to OT, is that a buzzer beater?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or is it to win?
You're asking me tough questions that I don't know the answer to. I just know that it says buzzer beater.
Buzzer beater, yeah. No, they'd have to have the details on that somewhere, because that question's being asked, right?
Yeah.
Down two at a buzzer beater. You're like, all right, does that count?
And then as we had so much fun watching Alabama State and St. Francis, we were all asleep at halftime of the other game.
Yep.
North Carolina came out and told us all to get effed. 100%. 7-9 from the three-point line of the first half. Dude, it was a 30-point lead with 18 minutes left in the second half.
It was a clinic.
Click. Yep. Dark room, rolled over. Yep. I was out by 9:30. 100%. Now, I was Benadryl'd out, you know?
Oh, nice.
I mean, damn near snorted it, but my nose was clogged. I'm serious, dude. I was that much pain.
You were down bad, yeah.
I was down real bad. I mean, it was GG's for your boy about 8 o'clock in the sheets. And then, luckily, North Carolina, who everybody was like, I don't know if they deserve to be in. I mean, mollywopped San Diego State. It wasn't even a game. 95-68 was the final score.
14-24 from deep.
I mean,
unbelievable.
Yeah, and it just came out. And again, that's where like I think the conversation lies at that, is how much of that is this team needed like a kick in the ass, and this is what it was, like you barely got in? Or is this one of those like they sat back and listened to everybody just bitch and moan about how they shouldn't be in this league or how they shouldn't be in this tournament. And then they went out there and scored 95 points. Like, we act like North Carolina scored 95 is a surprise. Go look at their season. They were talking about that in the game last night. They're like, they've scored 90 points seven or nine times in the season. And here they come out against San Diego State and just rip them apart. It could have been San Diego State, Fresno State, Cowabunga State, you were getting beat 95-68 no matter what, because, I mean, this is what North Carolina should be. Like, you look at when Kansas had that embarrassing moment, and then I forget who they played the next night, beat the hell out of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might have been, nah, it wasn't Arizona. Maybe it was. But, no, nah, that was senior night.
Yeah,
but
that they was had later.
I think they beat Oklahoma State really bad. Yeah, it was Oklahoma State. And everybody's like, it was after Bill Self being like, yeah, we just need to get away from each other. And everybody's like, oh, I don't know, this is that Kansas team. It's like when these type of teams or these players that play for these teams, because you know they're all highly recruited. If you're going to Kansas, North Carolina, Duke, blue bloods like that, you know you have that in you. And last night, North Carolina absolutely just whipped. And it's not like San Diego State's a bad team.
No.
Right? Like, they're not terrible.
They were ranked
not,
really well defensively.
They're not great. They're a play-in game at an 11 seed. But now, if you're that 6 seed, I forget who it is.
Ole Miss.
If I'm Ole Miss, I'm like, oh, shoot. Like,
damn it.
I'm like, well, this is great. Maybe we've awoken a sleeping giant. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, like, North Carolina. And again, it's all about matchups. Right? Like,
oh, 100%.
You'll see a team play, like, let's say Tennessee plays a team that's nothing but guards. And if that team's not shooting 45%, they're screwed, because Tennessee will get every rebound and just hold the clock, and it'll be a slow death. North Carolina, Ole Miss, I have no idea about Ole Miss. I know SEC over everyone, but I don't know much about Ole Miss. They're a 6 seed, but if I'm Ole Miss, are you a little bit nervous now? Like, it doesn't matter. We play a play-in team. Could be San Diego State. Could be this team, North Carolina, nobody thought should get in. And then North Carolina comes out. Maybe they just had a hot night last night. But, damn.
Oh, it definitely had that. Over 50% three-point shooting.
Yeah. But we went from such a great start.
Incredible.
With those two teams. St. Francis and Alabama State. And nobody knows anything. I thought there was a couple of tweets that nailed it. It's like, you don't know any of these two teams. You don't know a player on the floor, but you are dialed in.
But you're locked in.
That's what this does.
Yes. It's fantastic.
And then everybody knows San Diego State, North Carolina, and you were turned off by halftime. Like, you had whiskey mind in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Limp thoughts. Not even there. Nope. I'm out. And now we get another round of it today.
I'm still rooting against North Carolina hard. I hope they get waxed by Ole Miss.
But that's what's great. And today
it is
we get,
great. It's good for the tournament.
Today we get Mount St. Mary's and American U and a decent Xavier, Texas game,
mm-hmm.
which should be similar to North Carolina, San Diego State of what we thought it was going to be.
Yeah, exactly. Of what on paper that game could have been. Texas Xavier, I could be really close tonight. That's the later game tonight?
Yeah, that's the 8-10 game.
Okay.
And then the Mount St. Mary's and American U game is again at 5:40. So while you're in your house eating a crock pot meal, you're watching March Madness.
Mm.
So hopefully we get a good one and another good one, because last night we got a really good classic home run, long Hail Mary win.
Yep.
Everybody tweeting, this is...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
March is mad. Madness is back. The madness of March. And then it's North Carolina